So, as we begin our little journey on this podcast, I think maybe just getting comfortable and talking about anything would help you guys possibly know me a little better, despite me not giving you, you know, my whole life story, and just getting comfortable with me. As I said before, this is just, I wouldn't say it's going to be all over the place, but it's definitely not going to be a one-track podcast. You know, I can't just stick it in one category on Anchor and that's it. It's about me, it's about my life, my experiences, the things that I want to see change in this world. And although that's a very passionate topic that I like to talk about, it won't consume the entire podcast. I'm Danielle, and this is Utterly Ordinary. Okay, real talk though, I strongly believe in, I guess the most basic term I can use is equality. It is my most passionate subject I can talk about on social issues. It is just something that I really wish we could get moving along, but it seems like every time we get to a point where we're doing pretty good, and it seems like we're really hitting a milestone, something sets us back. Every time. Now, until we get farther and start making more episodes, I'm not really gonna go into specifics on what I believe in is setting us back or what I believe helped push us forward, because of course some people aren't gonna agree, which is perfectly fine. But until we get a little more progressed and a little more comfortable with each other, we'll just stay a little vague. To be honest, just a heads up for anybody who's interested, these will probably be posted only sometime after 2 and before 4:20 is probably an average range due to the traffic that comes to and fro through my house. Just like now, I have my door closed for some silence to talk to you guys, and my dog's currently at my door whining. Poor thing. I love him to death, but he's gonna be my main focus if I let him in here. Jeez. I think it's gonna be pretty hilarious for people to hear me talking to myself as they walk through the house. Because let me tell you, our walls are so thin. Oh my lord, I can hear every time somebody gets up. And if I'm standing in the garage and you roll over in bed, you can hear it. It's awful. So, the only times I'm probably going to be here with even an ounce of privacy is weekdays after 2. Which is fine. I mean, it doesn't really take me that long to get something off my chest or give you guys a heads up about something I'd like to talk about. So I've only told one person about my idea for this and how I've created an account on here on Anchor. I trust them entirely to hear the side of me that I really can't express anywhere else, whether it be because of outside influences or because I'm just not able to express it in their presence. I'm not sure. I do hope, however, that one day, if he's comfortable with it, I could have him on the podcast as well. I think he'd like it. I mean, he's usually the person I rant with or talk about things like this with. And I know he's got a lot, you know, he'd love to say. I think, I don't know, I think he'd like it. I mean, he's shy, so, or at least anxious, if I want to use the correct term. But, I mean, look at me, I walked straight home. It only took, an hour to convince myself to actually do this, to come home, create a profile, and just talk. And it's been an hour and a half, and I feel like I've got a lot to say now. I mean, before I was writing scripts and planning it out, and now I'm just talking, I'm just whatever. I really do hope that this podcast can be a healthy mixture of my personal life compared with things I'd like to talk about, because I don't want to just record anything every day, which is, it's some people's cup of tea. It's personally not mine. I'm not an interesting person. Once I tell you about me, that's it. That's all you're gonna ever hear about me. I'm not interesting. I like to talk about things, but usually they're not about me. I can tell you a story once in a while, but typically it's not funny. It's just interesting, I guess, in a way. I don't know. But like I said, as we grow and as we just, I guess, get an audience, build people who are ready to listen and ready to hear what we have to say, I think it'd be good. I think this is a good outlet for me because I've been keeping in so much stuff and I've just been doing nothing but keeping to myself for so long that I think that this is really going to do me, and if he decides to join, both of us some good. Oh, and just another, I guess, heads up. If you ever hear me talk about anything specific, like if I use a name or a place, which usually if I do, I'm not trying to roast them, not trying to belittle them or make them feel awful, unless they've done something absolutely dreadful, then they deserve it. But if I'm just casually mentioning a mistake that they may have made, or I'm talking about how they should do better, just promise me you guys won't do anything like start, you know, harassing this public place or person. I don't want that. I want to rant. I want to talk about things I think other people need to hear, and that's about it. I don't want to cause trouble. I don't want to make people think that all I'm trying to do is gossip and spread rumors, because this really isn't what this is about. It's about what I think needs to change. It's about what I want to see change and what I want to do, whether it be for my community or society itself or the whole world. So I know we're just jumping from topic to topic here, and I'm sure anybody who can hear me through my paper thin walls is probably asking what I'm talking about. But it'd probably make a lot more sense if you guys mainly listen to episodes compared to these little segments that I put out on Anchor. I can't control when it comes out or not, but I record things in these segments and I try to put them all together in an episode over a 24-hour period. So if you do see these, you don't really have to listen to them. If you want to get a sneak peek of an episode, sure, that's fine. But all these little spurts of talking being put out on the station and just listening to a random one is probably going to be a bit confusing. I know some people just use these as their individual episodes, you know, talk for 5 minutes, that's it, but I'm more focused on, I guess, a little bit longer, a little bit more into it, getting in depth, because, you know, at first, when I first joined, I thought every segment could only be 5 minutes, and that was, like, your episode. Kind of worried me, because, you know, as I'm trying to talk about these things, I can't exactly thoroughly explain my views, because if I just talk to you for 2 to 3 minutes about something, you really won't get, you know, what my point is or how I'm looking at it from my perspective. You'll see a tiny part of it and either you'll fully agree or you'll say, I don't really agree with that, but I'd rather you guys, you know, see my whole entire view from it, and instead of just a small part. You know, I'm really glad that I did this. I'm really glad that I actually just opened up like this and finally decided to just do something. Before, it was always, oh, I'm totally going to do this. I'm totally going to do this and make a difference. And then the time comes and I just back down instantly. You know, like I said in the pilot, I considered making a YouTube. It was mainly self-image issues. I have one, but it's just vlogs, kinda. I don't talk in them. The person I mentioned before, who I considered having on the podcast, who's Connor, he's usually in them. He's usually the only person in them. Unless someone else is with us that day, but I typically don't talk. It's typically him, because he's the funny one. He's the cute one. I mean, I guess I could say that I can also be those things, but not necessarily on camera. I'm usually not on camera, which is why I think this is good for me. It's a good start. It's just voice. And for the past hour and a half, I've forced myself to listen to my own voice, and I've had to get comfortable with it. And now I'm proud of that. I'm proud that I've actually, you know, made myself just say, hey, you don't sound that bad. I think where the self-consciousness of my voice started was after I'd moved away from somewhere when I was younger. I had moved around. I've moved around all over southern states, but for a little while my grandma, she needed some help after her husband died. My family, my mom, my sister, and I, we stayed with her. And that's sort of the area I was born and where I grew up for the first 1 or 2 years of my life. And anyway, we stayed there for a while. And of course, be my luck, we ended up moving somewhere else again. And at one point, I had called my friends from there over Skype. You know, we were just talking. We were just reminiscing. It'd been, I guess, about a year, really. It was my first year of being in this town for sixth grade. It was just, I missed them so much. But at one point, one of my friends, his name was Dylan, he told me that my voice sounds like an 8-year-old boy. And I believed that for forever. And when I think of that, I hear it. And I'm just like, oh my god, I sound absolutely awful. This is how I sound when I talk to people. But I've had to listen to my voice 5 or 6 times now. I keep replaying my podcast to make sure they're okay. To make sure you guys don't, you know, hear my dog barking. Or hear the fact that I'm currently shaking to death because my room is freezing. But but yeah. And now it's just, now I can't stop talking. So you guys are stuck with me. I start talking, it doesn't stop. So any minute now,
gonna have even more people coming home and going back and forth through the house. And at my house, apparently there are no knocking rules, so unless you guys want to hear somebody open my door and ask me really dumb questions that are really obvious that they should know, I'm just gonna have to end that here for today. I really do appreciate you guys listening, and although my ending is kind of, you know, professional sounding, it's just to help get this boosted and get this out there, you know? It's gonna sound silly for a little while, but when we're talking about real serious stuff, I'd like to have, you know, my ending to push you guys to search farther and help us out more on other social media platforms, you know, things like that. But anyway, I really do appreciate you guys listening today, so thank you. Utterly Ordinary was created by Danielle and recorded on Anchor. If you like us, be sure to follow us on Twitter at @YouTheBlogger and check out our profile on vocal.media. Thanks for listening.